33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. 8.5%. That was the arbitrary cap that the Texas Education Agency, the TEA, imposed on special education enrollment back in 2004. No more than 8.5% of students. That effectively excluded thousands of students in Texas from accessing services in public schools. The state scrapped that requirement following a 2016 Houston Chronicle investigation into the policy. But according to a new study from the University of California, Davis and Cornell University, the effects of that enrollment cap are far-reaching. Joining us now is Brianna Ballas. She is an economics PhD candidate at the University of California, Davis, and she is co-author of this study. Brianna, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
So just to recap, can you tell us about this old TEA policy of putting a cap on special ed enrollment, why that was so significant?
So at the time that the policy was introduced, around 13% of students were participating in special education programs across the state. And in 2004, the state imposed a cap of 8.5% at the district level. So this mandated that all school districts should serve no more than 8.5% of their students in special education programs. So this placed a large downward pressure on school districts to reduce enrollment, especially for those school districts that were serving significantly more than 8.5% of their students in special education programs. So the policy did two things. It kicked off students from participating in special education and also led to large reductions in the number of students who were eventually diagnosed across the state.
Now, when we talk about diagnosed, what sort of disabilities included in that description?
So the policy really impacted students who had mild learning and behavioral impairments, ADHD. Disabilities of that nature were the most impacted by the policy.
And what you wanted to find out, as well as your colleague at Cornell, you wanted to understand how this would affect these students long term, having been denied the benefits of special ed, right?
Exactly.
And what did you find?
So we found that for students who are on the margin of placement decisions, when they're removed from special education programs, they're significantly less likely to graduate from high school and significantly less likely to enroll in college. There were important differences by types of students. So students from lower income backgrounds and minority students were most hard hit by the policy and driving these large negative effects on educational attainment. So to put those into perspective, we find that the policy led to a 54 percentage point decrease in the likelihood of graduating from high school and a 34 percentage point decrease in the likelihood of enrolling in college for these students on the margin.
I want to make sure I understand something. So for those people who are sort of on that line between being admitted or not being admitted, did not get in to a special education program. Those students were 54% less likely to graduate from high school. Is that right?
That's right. So that's a very large effect for students who are more on the margins of placement decisions. So these are students who have less severe disabilities. Mm-hmm. And so why might we be finding these effects? So one possibility is that the requirements for graduation change when students are removed from special education programs. So one factor that might play a role is the high school exit exam during this time period. But I don't think that this mechanical effect is completely explaining these large effects because we find important differences by different types of students. So while all students in Texas were losing special education, it was only the students who were from lower income backgrounds who are experiencing these large declines, to suggest that losing special education, if your parents or your schools were able to mitigate or compensate and provide additional services in place of special education programs, your long run outcomes were less harmed.
As many of our listeners may know by now, TEA did away with the cap after that Houston Chronicle investigative report, and the Texas legislature blocked the TEA from imposing these limits in the future. That doesn't necessarily close the gap in achievement. What has to be done at this point? And I think, is the TEA doing enough from what you have heard?
So from what I've heard, they've lifted the cap and are trying to change what types of students are getting diagnosed. And I think the TEA could do more to kind of train school personnel and things like that. In addition, since we find such large effects on college enrollment and attainment, I think it's going to be important kind of to follow up with students who were impacted by this policy and try to assist them.
Brianna Ballas is a PhD candidate at the University of California at Davis. Brianna, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you.